This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know how they figured this out, but officials in Harris County, Texas, within which lies the city of Houston, are saying 240 billion gallons of rain have fallen in the greater Houston area the past couple of days. After the devastating Memorial Day floods in Houston last year, a professor who studies these things called that city the number one city in America to be injured and die in a flood. Samuel Brody is that professor's name. He is a professor of marine sciences and planning at Texas A&M University, and we've called him up to see why Houston keeps getting hit so hard. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
What is it with Houston? I mean, they had floods last year. They've had floods a couple of years in a row now, big ones, serious ones, damaging ones, and they're not the only city in this country that's at sea level. So what is it?
They're not. Houston's unique in that it's a low-lying area, barely above sea level. It's originally made up of bayous and soils that don't drain too well, and it's a city that's afflicted by flooding from both the sea, saltwater flooding, and rainfall-based flooding. The problem is not the environmental conditions, but the problem is pavement. The city is growing at a tremendous rate over the last 15 years. We added over 25% more pavement in the area, and with pavement and people and structures and environmentally vulnerable places, that equates to a lot of flood damage.
Can you quantify how much pavement translates into how much damage? I mean, is there like a formula you guys have?
We do. In the Houston area, every square meter of pavement equates to about $4,000 in extra flood damage.
Every square meter. So a square of pavement 3 feet by 3 feet.
Yes.
Costs you $4,000 in flood damage.
Yes, and over the last 11 years, Houston alone has incurred over $3.5 billion in just insured losses to residences and businesses.
Just insured losses, so we don't even really know what's going on off the books.
We don't. The rule of thumb is multiplied by four.
Huh. Mayor Turner, the mayor of Houston, said yesterday, a lot of rain is coming in a very short period of time. There is nothing you can do. Is that true?
When we get a lot of rain, homes may get flooded, but I believe that we don't have to accept failure. With smart planning and strategies in place, we can prevent flooding and flood damage. It's all about protection, not about recovery. We know that elevating structures above the 100-year level of inundation is saving, on average, about $1 million per community per year in the United States. Huh. There's no reason we can't do that in Houston.
As a guy who studies this and who, in essence, knows it's coming, what do you think when you see the film of the flooding and the pictures and all of that?
It really breaks my heart, particularly in areas that are chronically flooded over time. So there's a neighborhood in Houston called Meyerland, and thousands of homes got flooded last Memorial Day weekend, and they just got hit yesterday. And it really hits me home because I dedicated my life to this work, and I'm trying to make positive change. And, you know, I've been down, and my wife says, "You don't even know these people." So it doesn't matter. I feel for them, and it makes me want to work harder.
Professor Sam Brody at Texas A&M. Sam, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.